Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it. Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
That time of year, it's only natural that some of the gang from Wits End should wind up at Camp Whatanut. Let's listen as Connie writes to her mom about it.
Dear Mom, sorry it's taken me a whole week to write you a letter, but you know how crazy it is here at Camp Whatanut, especially since they made me a girls' cabin counselor. Pretty impressive, huh? Not really. Being a cabin counselor only means that I have to get up earlier and go to bed later than everyone else. How's everything in Odyssey? Have you seen Mr. Whittaker? It's been strange not working at Wits End. I felt hurt all week every time I thought about it. It didn't seem right that he would fire me over a stupid computer program. But, Mom, you were right when you said it would be good for me to help out at camp. I've learned a few things, and, well, maybe I should start at the beginning. My first clue that this camp would be different was on the very first day.
All right, quiet now. Seriously now, everyone needs to quiet down.
It's like a dream come true.
I said quiet!
Thank you. Welcome to the annual Odyssey Multi-Church Retreat at Camp Whatanut. We're real excited having you here, and you should have in your hands a copy of the camp rules. Okay, these rules are important for you to follow for your safety and the safety of others. For example, we don't allow sports activities in the cabins. The beds are not to be used as trampolines or the pillows as clubs. We also don't allow food outside of the cafeteria. Food left around the camp tends to attract the wrong kind of campers, like raccoons, possums, bears, folks like that. Oh, I need to point out one rule in particular. See it at the top of the page? It says, campers are not allowed outside of his or her cabin after lights out each night. This is serious biz, guys. If you break this one, you might get a warning, or we might send you home right away. You understand? The rest of you can read for yourselves. Anybody have any questions? Yeah, I see that hand. Allison?
Connie, I was wondering about this one right here. The one that says we can't have television or anything like that?
Yeah, what about it?
Is that a rule or kind of like a suggestion?
It's on the rule sheet, Allison. We don't want a lot of electronic gizmos around the camp. You're here to experience new things and learn and have fun. We don't want you distracted by things like TV or tapes. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah. I understand.
Good. That's it then. Everyone should go straight to their cabins now. Check in with your cabin counselor and then, let's see. At 10 o'clock, you're supposed to go to your crafts classes. That gives you a little less than an hour. Plenty of time. Okay, see you later. Allison, wait up.
Oh, hi, Connie.
I saw you on the list. You're in my cabin. I thought we could walk up together.
Oh, good.
You've got a lot of stuff. Let me give you a hand. Boy, do you always bring so many suitcases to camp?
Well, like to be prepared.
Here, let me get that. Whoa, what have you got in this suitcase? A load of bricks?
No, just a few odds and ends.
Odds and ends? What kind of odds and ends? This thing weighs a ton.
All the usual things, clothes, makeup, shoes, television, toothpaste, and shampoo.
Well, can't imagine why it would weigh so... Hold it. You brought a television to camp?
Yeah. Look, Connie, I've got to tell you right now, I can't live without my television. I'm going to miss my favorite programs. You know what I mean?
It's only a week, Allison.
Only a week? It may as well be my lifetime. I told my mom and dad not to make me do this. I'll get sick. I'll have a nervous breakdown. I'll
overreact. Don't worry, Allison. You'll make it. Camp Whatanut's a lot of fun. You'll be fine.
I won't. I can't. I want my TV.
No, Allison. There's no TV. I'll have someone lock it in the office until the end of the week.
You can't do this to me. It's unconstitutional.
What?
It's cruel. It's unusual punishment. Please, no.
Oh,
no,
brother.
Please. Give me my TV.
So, Allison was my first clue that this camp was going to be, well, a little different. But that was just the beginning. The guys went to their crafts class where they tried their hands at creating great works of art. And everything wound up looking like butter dishes. Meanwhile, in another cabin, Mrs. Thelma Thud was teaching the girls' crafts class. They thought that they were going to do the same kinds of things as the boys. But I guess the folks planning the camp thought it would be better for the young ladies of the church to prepare for the future. So instead of artistic crafts, they got a crash course in the fundamentals of good homemaking.
Very good, girls. You're getting the hang of it. It's not just anyone who can scrub a floor properly.
Who would want to?
Ruth and Naomi of the Bible, that's who. You think you're better than the women of the Bible, Robin?
No, ma'am.
Mrs. Thud?
Yes, Donna?
All this scrubbing is ruining the knees on my new jeans.
I'm sorry, Donna, but these are the kinds of sacrifices you'll have to make for a tidy home. You do want a tidy home, don't you?
Yes, but that's what my mother's for.
What?
I'm kidding.
Well, dirty floors are nothing to kid about. Remember, a clean house is a sign of a clean heart. Keep at it, girls.
Oh, brother. This isn't fair. How come the boys get to do real crafts and the girls have to do the housework?
I think we should complain to the director. We can do anything the boys can do, even better.
Yeah, let's talk to Connie at lunch.
Yeah.
Girls, I want you all to stop and look at Lucy. Notice how she keeps her back supported while she scrubs. Very commendable, Lucy.
Thank you, Mrs. Thud.
You're welcome. Not like that, Donna. Use a circular motion.
Congratulations, Lucy. Your good posture is an example to all of us.
How embarrassing. I thought we were going to do crafts in here.
Not with Sergeant Rock in charge. My name's Jill.
Oh, hi, Jill. Oh, you're in cabin 3, aren't you?
Yeah, how'd you know?
I saw you when we went to unpack. I'm next door in cabin 4.
That's a good cabin. New mattresses on the bunks.
Really? How do you know that?
I know all about this camp. Like the back of my hand. My uncle's the caretaker.
Oh, is he the guy who rides around on that little tractor and spits tobacco juice everywhere?
Yeah, that's him.
Do you live up here or something?
No, but my folks let me come visit sometimes. Otherwise, I come when everyone else does. I know all the secret paths and hideouts.
This camp has secret hideouts?
Yeah, stick with me and I'll show you some of them.
Oh, Mrs. Thud.
Yes, Allison?
Did you know that with new floor shine from Jackson & Jackson, you could get these dingy floors sparkling clean in just one step and no soapy buildup?
Just keep scrubbing, Allison. Just keep scrubbing.
Yeah.
A little bit later, the boys were taken out for their archery practice. Our recreation counselor is Fred Zachary. I told you about him before, Mom. He does substitute teaching at the schools in Odyssey. I guess that's why they asked him to work at the camp.
Hey, Jack, aren't these bows and arrows cool? I feel like Robin Hood.
You look like Maid Marian, Jimmy.
Oh, you crack me up.
Yeah, I know. Watch where you point that thing.
Hey, guys, I'm confused. Mine's not working.
What's wrong, Oscar?
I can't get this arrow to stay on the string.
The pointy end is supposed to face out, Oscar.
Oh, like this?
Great. Hey, watch it!
Hey, all right, boys, listen. I've shown you how to use these bows and arrows, and I have to, tell you, I didn't think you could hit the broad side of a barn, but I was wrong. That's all you've been hitting. Now let's try to get a few arrows on the targets. Hey, be careful.
Sorry, Mr. Zachary. I was cleaning it and it accidentally went off.
Yeah, well, just be, Hey, Oscar.
Yes?
What are you doing?
Trying to put the arrow in my bow.
Well, it helps if you keep your eyes open.
Mr. Zachary, did you see that? I almost made it to the target.
Very good, Jimmy. I bet the arrow will go a little further if you let it go at the same time you let go of the string.
Wow, great idea.
Okay, boys. As you know, your cabin will be in a sports competition with, what you call it, one of the other cabins later this week, okay? We're going for the big prizes here, so you need to practice your archery real hard. Now, please, just try and hit the target. I believe in you guys. I know you can do it. That was a little close. Never mind. I take it back. No archery contest. Maybe we'll just throw some water balloons.
All right.
Okay, gang, listen up. Before you get carried away with your packing, I want to introduce you to the woman who will guide us on our camp out tonight. This is the renowned nature expert, Mrs. Wilma Needlebark.
Hello, girls.
Hi.
Now, my first bit of advice is to pack light. We are going to spend the night in the great outdoors, and we can't be lugging excess paraphernalia around.
A pair of what?
Only those things that are absolutely necessary, Robin.
Oh, why didn't she say so?
Allison, what are you doing? You can't take all that stuff with you into the woods.
I'm not going into the woods, Connie. I can't take it anymore. I've got to go home.
That's silly. Why do you want to go home?
Don't you see what time it is? It's 3:30. General Lives in Another World is on.
Allison!
Please, Connie. You have to help me get out of here. I'm dying without television. Wheel of Jeopardy, win, lose, or pass the buck. I'm missing them all.
Allison, if you're that addicted to TV, then you need a week without it.
Hold it! Nobody move. I'm having a major crisis here.
Well, you'll have to get in line. What's wrong, Donna?
There's no place to plug in my hairdryer. I'm not going out in the wilderness with my hair looking like this. It looks like a bird's nest.
It doesn't look like any bird's nest I've ever seen. Well, possibly some rare South
American. Oh, here at the window. Oh, hi, Jill. Are you well packed?
Yep, I'm an old pro. I know what to take. Are you almost done?
Yeah. All except for my Snuggle Bunny pajamas. I can't fit them in my knapsack.
Leave them behind. You'll be in your clothes the whole time anyway.
I will?
Yeah. Listen, when we get on the path to go up to the campsite, I have something I want you to see.
Okay.
So when I tell you, you have to follow me, okay?
You mean leave the rest of the group?
Yeah, just for a couple of minutes.
Jill, I don't know.
Lucy, you have to trust me. It won't take long.
Well, we'll see.
I told you. You stick with me, and you'll have a camp experience you'll never forget.
Let's go, girls. The wilderness awaits us.
Come on, yeah, let's go.
Our adventure in Odyssey will continue right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
So, Mom, a couple of the cabins went off on a great expedition up into the mountains while Fred Zachary tried to teach the boys about canoeing.
Faster, faster! Stroke! Stroke!
I'm going as fast as I can!
Jimmy!
I am!
Hold it, guys! Wait! Stop paddling!
What's wrong?
We aren't going anywhere!
We aren't?
Can't you tell?
Maybe we need to bring the anchor up.
This is a canoe, Oscar.
I was going as fast as I could.
So was I.
Hey, maybe we're stuck on something.
Wait, here comes Mr. Zachary. Maybe he can tell us.
Hi, boys. How's it going?
I keep getting water in my eyes.
We keep paddling, but we're not getting anywhere.
I think I may know what the whatchamacallit problem is.
You do?
Yeah, see, guys, it's pretty simple. You're supposed to put the big end of the oar into the water.
I told you guys.
Use what you call it, a slow and easy stroke. You know, until you get the hang of it. Now, go ahead and let's see what you can do.
Ready?
Yep. But I keep getting water in my eyes.
Go! Stroke! Stroke!
Are we going anywhere? Are we going anywhere?
Who's flashing me, Jimmy?
I can't see!
Stroke! Stroke!
Hey, hold on, guys! Hold on! Land ho! What you call it? Whoa!
Well, how was that, Mr. Zachary? Better?
It was a little better. Yeah, you made it to the other side. Listen, I think maybe it's time for the big leagues.
You mean?
That's right. Let's get this canoe out of the swimming pool and see how you do in the lake.
Yeah!
That's right! Can I still keep my life preserver on?
Absolutely.
But that's only the David Danger television show.
After that, we watch a sitcom called Family Rituals. It's about this father and mother who work for a cemetery.
We don't want to hear about it, Allison.
Oh. And then after that, we watch a show called
Allison.
Yeah, Robin?
We don't want to hear about your favorite television programs anymore.
Don't?
No, for crying out loud, Allison. We're out in nature. We want to hear the birds singing and the leaves crunch and the wind in the trees.
This is a hike, Allison. We're on a beautiful mountain. We're going to sleep in tents and have fun. Can't you enjoy it?
Yeah. It's just like the one I saw on the National Geographic special last week.
Allison.
Okay, girls, stay close. Mrs. Needlebark has something she wants us to see.
Yes. I want you all to stop and look through those branches to the right. Do you see it? It's a lovely, straight-billed wood creeper. You must keep your eyes open, girls. Some of God's most marvelous creations will slip right past us unnoticed. Look closely at this leaf, for example. Hello, Mr. Caterpillar.
Mr. Caterpillar?
Come around here, girls. I want you to see it.
A bug?
Not just a bug, Robin. A Lepidoptera.
A bug.
Let me tell you about this one. You see,
Lucy,
this particular Lepidoptera...
Now's our chance. Now? But I don't think...
Come on!
I know a shortcut to the campsite, and it's got a lot better things to see than a silly caterpillar. Quick! But Jill... Lucy? All right, I'm coming.
So you see, Robin, it isn't only a bug. It's a gorgeous caterpillar destined for a new and better life as a white admiral butterfly.
We'll spend a fortune on shoes.
Shoes! Did any of you see that commercial with the talking shoes?
No, Allison.
Just wondering.
Come on, children. We have a ways yet to go, and it's getting dark. I think we may be in for a small rain shower.
All right, gang. All right. It's what you call it, lights out time. All right. Come on. We've had a busy day. We've got another busy one ahead of us if it doesn't rain. Sounds like something's brewing out there. All right, kiddies? That's all for now. A good night. Sleep tight. And don't let the bed bugs bite.
Bed bugs? You mean they have bed bugs here?
It's just an expression, Oscar.
I don't like the sound of that thunder. Don't be such a scaredy cat. What do you think, Jack? Are we going to beat the other team?
Sure, why shouldn't we?
Because we're not any good. Speak for yourself, Oscar. I think we'd do a lot better if you knew how to paddle a canoe. Me? I never got a chance. You're the one who kept tipping us over. The only reason I tipped us over was because Jack doesn't know how to steer.
Oh, no, I'm not taking the blame for this.
Hey, lights out! Quit all the whatchacallit talking.
But my mattress is too hard. I can't get comfortable.
Oh, poor baby. Want me to come over and puff it up for you? At least you're in a nice, comfortable cabin. The girls are out in the middle of nowhere sleeping in whatchacallit tents.
Yeah, I'd pay money to see that. My sister battling the great outdoors.
I'd love to see what they're doing right now.
Robin, what's wrong?
Get it out of my sleeping bag!
What? I don't see anything.
A bug! It's crawling up my sleeping bag to attack me! There it is! Quick, stomp it, squish it, smash it!
You mean this? This is the barrette for your hair.
Oh, that's where it went.
Lights out, girls. We have a long day ahead of us tomorrow.
Did you find Lucy and Jill?
No. A few of the counselors are out looking. I'll go back in a minute. Mrs. Needlebark will be in the next tent if you need anything while I'm gone. But don't worry. I'm sure they'll turn up. I've heard Jill knows a lot about this mountain. I wish I brought a raincoat. It's pretty stupid of them to... Never mind. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I talked to the camp director and he thinks you're right. The girls should be given the chance to compete with the boys at some things.
Really?
Yep, so tomorrow afternoon, we're going to compete with them in archery, canoes, and a relay race.
That's great. We'll show them. We can be just as tough as they are.
Yeah.
Anyone see my teddy bear?
How are you holding up, Allison? Any symptoms of withdrawal, flashbacks, hallucinations of mouthwash commercials?
No, I think I'm okay. I have this to comfort me.
Well, that's great. What is it? Your Bible?
No, copy of last week's TV guide.
Lights out.
Night, Connie.
Night.
Good night, everybody.
Whose idea was this?
What are you complaining about? I've ruined my jeans, my nails, my shoes, my hair, and my normally positive personality.
Big deal. I can't figure out what I'm going to do with this.
What is it?
The cord for my electric sleeping blanket.
Hey, anybody have a flashlight?
Put the TV guide away, Allison.
Shh. What was that? What?
That? Thunder.
No. It wasn't thunder. Listen.
What is it? Do you think it's a bear?
Oh, it couldn't be a bear. Could it?
Mr. Whitaker and Donnie McCoy got chased up a tree by a bear last year.
I heard these woods are haunted by the goat man. Jill told me all about it. Did I see it on the Twilight Zone?
The goat man?
Yeah, he's a freak of nature that escaped from the circus. He has a head of a goat and a body of a man, and he wanders around the woods looking for things to eat.
Stop it, Allison. There's no such thing as a goat man.
You asked Jill. She said she saw him once when they were camping out. Just like this.
I'm scared.
Look, shadows, big shadows.
They're getting closer.
Don't worry, it'll go away.
It's coming to the door. It's a goat man.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.